On Sunday, May 14th, a group of 23 reporters pooled their resources, chartering a hulking old airplane for a flight from Kinshasa to Kikwit. Upon landing on the cracked tarmac at the tiny Kikwit airport, the reporters immediately fanned out across the city in search of Ebola cases and scientists. With the skilled guile and instincts of seasoned Africa-based journalists, the horde, though unfamiliar with Kikwit, soon found Heyman's team and the hospital's pavilion number 3. The scientific team was caught completely off guard. No one among them had given a thought to the media, largely because Africa's many epidemics and health crises rarely rated more than a few minutes per year of broadcast news time in North America, Western Europe, or any of the non-African world. Only a handful of foreign reporters had traveled to Surat during India's plague epidemic. Media coverage had largely come from government sources in far-off Delhi. And Ebola was certainly more dangerous than plague, the scientists reasoned. Therefore, it seemed unlikely that more than an easily ignored number of reporters would turn up in Kikwit. Or so they had reasoned. They were, of course, forgetting that since The Hot Zone, Outbreak, and other TV movies and documentaries, Ebola now carried a certain cachet among diseases. The public had become fascinated by the hemorrhagic fever virus and the special fearsome status Ebola had among microbe fighters. Every major news organization in the world either dispatched a reporter to the site or bought stories and film from freelancers who had made their way to Kinshasa. The Italian media, in particular, were well represented because of the deaths of their countrywomen, the sisters. On May 14th, the scientists, physicians, and people of Kikwit got a small taste of what major political candidates and celebrities went through in the West at that time, when confronted by camera crews, photographers, and reporters. Three other reporters had already been in Kikwit for 2 days, filing their stories overseas and causing little consternation within the Ebola control team. Heyman had added the role of press secretary onto his long list of tasks, showing the three the lay of the land and ensuring that they got the tape, stories, and photos that were needed to document the unfolding epidemic. But even Heyman was taken aback by the additional 23 reporters and photographers.